Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CBSSports.com is our friend. He's Ryan Wilson. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Doing all right. And, you know, we'll start with the sad, tragic news about Fergie, the old sack daddy. You know, late last night, passing away at 26. And circumstances of the death still haven't been 100% confirmed. We've heard things and, you know, don't want to speculate too much. But Vinny and I were talking in the opening segment about how we do sports for a living. Because it's, you know, it takes us away from the so-called real world. But, you know, when we have to get out, difficult is it? You know, and from your experiences anyway, having to mix real life with our little toy story here that we call baseball, football, basketball, hockey, boxing, etc.
Yeah, no, that's a good way to put it, Bob, because this is supposed to be a distraction. And I don't know if you guys are like I am now, but when I see these young players dying early and you know, it's hard to explain what's going on, I immediately think, oh, my God, I have a teenager, I have a 10-year-old, and that's where your mind immediately goes to their family and their parents and just the tragedy of trying to figure out what happened. And like you said, I don't know any of the details about Jalen. I just saw the headline, and I was like, oh, gosh, terrible news. And, you know, we've had several young players die, it feels like, over the course of the offseason. Obviously, Dwayne Haskins, the Steelers quarterback, died down in South Florida, and this latest development certainly is terrible news just on the personal front. Forget the football stuff. I saw Patrick Queen's comments. He was the last guy that he spoke to. They were training exceptionally hard this offseason in preparation for the season. And at 26 years old, it's nuts. And it sort of invades what you're talking about in that this is supposed to be an oasis from all the real world stuff we have to deal with. And it sort of stinks when it overlaps for obviously tragic reasons.
Yeah, three children all under the age of five, so rest in peace, Jalen Ferguson, for sure. But we try to take it back to the business of the game itself, and the Steelers signed Larry Ogunjobi yesterday, 1-year deal. He has now played for every team in the division but the Ravens. But what does he now bring to the equation for an already stout, it seems, Pittsburgh pass rush?
Well, I'm sure this has everything to do with Stephon Tuitt retiring. Stephon Tuitt, again, that's going to be a tragedy. His brother died tragically last offseason, and he didn't play last year, and certainly everyone understood why, but there were questions about would this be the year that he returned, and I don't even know if he's 30. I think he's 29, and you know, former second-round pick out of Denny's alma mater there, fantastic football player, and now they have that void to fill because he decided to retire and do other things, which you can certainly understand after family tragedy, but I think Ogunjobi gives you that depth, and he is not going to be Stephon Tuitt, but he gets you some way there. They had a lot of sort of journeymen that were trying to fill that role last year, and they drafted Isaiah Loudermilk, who had flashes at times, so it was a day three pick. He wasn't going to come in right away and be Steph Tuitt. That just did not happen. The other headline that I was going to mention that I appreciated yesterday is that Mike Tomlin would be happy to have Antonio Brown in Pittsburgh to retire.
Not in uniform, you mean?
That's right. You can happily retire as a Steeler, but then you got to leave.
Hey, Ryan, what, in your opinion, what do you think is going to happen, you know, with Deshaun Watson going forward here?
So the headline I saw yesterday, and I haven't been following the news closely, we're about to go on a vacation here, but the headline I saw yesterday is that he had settled with all but four of the women.
Right.
I wonder if that affects the thinking of Roger Goodell when he gets out of this congressional hearing here in terms of what they'll do. Goodell's not going to hand out the punishment of what the league's thinking about doing. But again, you know, I said this when we talk about this, like the legal system has no bearing on what the NFL tends to do with these punishments. You know, integrity of the shield and all other stuff they tried out there depending on the person they're trying to punish. You would imagine if it's four women remaining who haven't settled, that the league should be a little closer to a decision. I mean, it's already the late June, so we're not far off from training camps anyway. It feels like, and this is just a gut feeling, having no insight into folks' thinking, it feels like maybe if they're moving in this direction with the settlements, it might lessen the punishment. And again, that's just me speculating. We know the league can do all sorts of things that may not seem to follow what common sense might suggest or what the legal system might suggest. So I still have no conception of what this punishment might look like. If you told me it was the entire season, I would believe you. If you told me it was six games, like, oh, okay, I see that the league went in that direction. But whatever happens, I'd imagine half the folks are going to be angry about it, and that'll give us something else to sort of try to figure out as we go through the process.
Ryan, what do you think is going to happen with Baker Mayfield? You know, is he going to end up with Carolina? I guess is Cleveland going to eat some money? What do you think happens?
Cleveland has money. I mean, they're only paying Deshaun Watson $1 million this year, but they have salary cap space regardless. Baker cannot be on the roster, even if it's worst-case scenario from the Browns' perspective with Deshaun and he misses the entire season. That it's just not going to work. It's untenable, this situation. I do wonder, because I think there was a point right around the draft where the Panthers like said that they weren't interested in Baker, and Baker said this is the same. And it's basically like when you're in high school looking for a prom date, both of you are like, yeah, I'm not going to go with you. And then you get closer to the prom, like, okay, we can make this work. Just, you know, hold our nose and we'll go together. I think that's what has to happen. And, you know, Baker can put his ego aside, and the Panthers can pay some of that $18 million. They shouldn't have to pay all of it. And I would imagine the Browns would be willing to pay some part of that just to get Baker off the books. I think that makes the most sense. I mean, we know what Sam Darnold is. We don't know what Matt Corral is in Carolina, but I imagine he's not going to be the starter. And Baker, if he's healthy and motivated, he's not bad. And the issue is he was injured last year and certainly didn't seem motivated given the way that offense was going. So I think Seattle doesn't feel like they're in the running. I think Carolina makes the most sense. And honestly, Carolina might have a better chance to sneak into the playoffs in that division than instead of going to Seattle, where you're in a division where if you win three football games, that might be a moral victory of sorts.
Hey, Ryan, when you heard Lamar Jackson's comments last Thursday, I was out there standing listening to him. What was your opinion of what he said? Do you think he's going to show up for training camp?
I don't know, but I have very little concern about Lamar playing football next season. I understand, you know, he wants to get paid and he should want to get paid. I haven't heard any particulars, and you guys would know better than me, about any sort of Ravens plans to tag him back-to-back years and that sort of thing and see where they're at in 2 or 3 years. But I think, you know, he doesn't have an agent unless something has changed. So he's the guy that has to answer the phone. And if he's not available to talk, then the Ravens aren't going to be able to get through to him. I don't know what the lines of communication have been between those two sides. But it doesn't feel contentious other than sort of surface levels. It doesn't feel like Kyler Murray at all, to put it another way. I think the only thing that Lamar seemed unhappy about over the last few months was the fact that they traded Hollywood Brown on draft night. And he was like, wait, what's going on? Other than that, I think this is just business as usual. I think things will get worked out, and I think he'll get paid as a top four-ish quarterback. I think he gets paid more than Josh Allen, which makes sense. And then the question becomes, are you paying him Aaron Rodgers money or Deshaun Watson money? And is he worth it? Yeah, probably. It's just a matter of how far down that road the Ravens and Lamar get.
Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, talking to Matt Fellas. He does every Wednesday here on 105.7 The Fan. Ryan, we appreciate your time. Enjoy your vacation. Take a little break, and we'll start pestering you in a couple of weeks here.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.